Hello, folks, and thanks for listening today. You know, we have over 400 podcast episodes just talking about Costa Rica, the Pura Vida lifestyle, positive attitude, everything else about this wonderful country and those people in it. I just got an email from a very nice gentleman and lady, and I wanted to read their press release for you. American Expat's Inspiring Memoir on Serving Costa Rica's Indigenous Community, now available. But listen to this. The Bri-Bri and the Bridge chronicles over 20 years of dedication and transformation. Puerto Viejo de Talamanca, Costa Rica, March 1st, 2025. That's today. What began as a retirement dream quickly became a lifelong mission of service. In 2003, Nancy Wright Stevens and her husband, Barry, moved from the United States to Puerto Viejo de Talamanca on Costa Rica's Caribbean coast, planning to enjoy a peaceful life. Well, instead, after meeting a hungry man and a young boy eager for an education, they founded El Puente, which means the bridge, a grassroots charity that has since provided food, school supplies, and community support to the local Bri-Bri indigenous people for nearly two decades. Now, keep in mind that there were eight indigenous tribes in Costa Rica way back when, and they're all still here. There's probably about 150,000 of them total throughout the country, and the Bri-Bri is one of the eight. Now, Nancy, she shares her extraordinary journey in her long-awaited memoir, The Bri-Bri and the Bridge, Tales from Life with the Indigenous of Costa Rica, a heartfelt and inspiring account of resilience, generosity, and unexpected adventure. This is published by Your Best Publishing, LLC, and the book is available in paperback on lulu.com. That's LULU.com, and as an ebook on Amazon. In The Bri-Bri and the Bridge, Nancy recounts how she and Barry spent their life savings in just 18 months to help those in need, yet through faith and determination, kept El Puente's door open for 17 years. A talented visual artist, she brings her story to life with humor and wisdom and stunning images of the vibrant wildlife and remarkable people she encountered in this often overlooked region of Costa Rica. And I will say that the Caribbean coast is one of the most beautiful areas of Costa Rica, but a lot of people don't even know about it. They don't even go over there when they come to San Jose or Liberia through the international airports. They forget about the Caribbean coast. Over the years, El Puente has served tens of thousands of meals, provided school supplies to more than 300 students every year, and welcomed hundreds of volunteers. The organization's work even caught the attention of the Vice President of Costa Rica, whose visit to El Puente is among the many unforgettable moments captured in the book. El Puente has changed countless lives, but what makes this story truly special is Nancy's ability to find beauty and meaning in every encounter, says Kent Gledhill, current executive director of El Puente. She lives life expecting to find beauty, beautiful stories, I should say, and this book is proof of that. Indeed, the memoir introduces readers to a cast of unforgettable individuals: Constantino's spiritual awakening, Jack's transformation from struggle to kindness, Katia's journey to rescuing animals, Randy's miraculous healing by a Bri-Bri shaman, and 100-year-old Faustina discovering that the earth is round, and many more stories of hope, perseverance, and connection. Well, in support of the ongoing work of El Puente, 20% of all book profits will be donated to the organization, ensuring that its mission continues to uplift lives. Additionally, in alignment with Nancy's deep respect for nature, all physical copies will be printed on forest-friendly paper. And for those who believe in the power of compassion and community, The Bri-Bri and the Bridge is more than a memoir. It's an invitation to be a part of something bigger. And we all want to be a part of something bigger in our lives. Now, again, you can order your copy today. Lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, has the paperback version. And then, of course, Amazon has the ebook. And for media inquiries, interviews, or review copies, please contact these people. Now, this is really important. Nancy Wright Stevens, who is the author, her phone number is 506-8859-5740. That's 506-8859-5740. Her email is nancy.stevens@gmail.com. That's Nancy, N-A-N-C-I, dot Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, at gmail.com. Kent Gledhill, who again is the executive director of El Puente, well, that's elpuente.thebridge@gmail.com. And that's elpuente.thebridge@gmail.com. His phone number in the USA is 970-389-4327. That's 970-389-4327. And I will leave their phone numbers and their email address in the program notes, I should say, associated with this specific episode. Again, thanks for listening. This is something that we haven't done too much of. This is a press release, and Nancy and Glenn wanted me to get this out to our listeners and our readers. And I'm so excited about this because these are people who spent a lot of money, a lot of time and effort, and apparently this is what they have the passion for in Costa Rica. Now, I will say that this does happen a lot. In Costa Rica, people come here, they lock on to a passion that they never thought they had, and then they make a difference. But I do thank you guys for listening. If you would, I would appreciate it if you would share this link and get the word out, family and friends, social media, you know the drill. But we do appreciate your listening today. Thank you so much, and please contact these fine people and see how you can help. It's going to make you feel good. Pura Vida.